Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. And this is a very special edition of Matt Chat. Tonight, I welcome, first of all, a very special guest co-host, Miss Callie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ace Diamond. Pleasure as always.
And tonight, we welcome former NWF Tag Team Champions Tough Justice. A couple of guys that you're very familiar with.
That I am. But let's talk about this. Let's just talk about this Saturday night. Fairfield, Ohio, at the UAW Hall, located at 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield. It is the NWF Rumble. Now, obviously, we're going to have that huge tri-state title match with the mercenary Anthony Bryant as he takes on the defending champion, legendary Larry D. I guarantee you the mercenary has his hands full with that. We've got the Battle of the Big Men as the Big Swinger Jake is going to take on Chiron. The man is a monster. He's like a one-man demolition crew. Of course, you've got the NWF Championship match, which is a chairs match between Pompano Joe and the champion, the Titan. And we can't forget that huge NWF Rumble where the winner will receive the golden ticket. But the reason for this show, however, is the NWF Tag Team Championship match.
That's right. Is
going to be unreal. You've got the defending champion.
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
You've got the defending champions, Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler, defending those titles for the first time against two men that have a world of experience in Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens, better known as Tough Justice. Now, there was a lot of shenanigans that went on, and that's something I would like to address with Matt Stevens and Ryan Stone. Because that match that shot through the heart that they had was just wow.
That it was. It was scheduled to be a standard tag team match, turned into a triple threat tag team match. And what a match it ended up being.
Yes, it did.
Unfortunately, I only got to see the video of it, but wow, that turned out to be a great match. Unfortunately, it didn't go Tough Justice's way, but not every match is going to, as we both know.
If this business has taught nothing else, be prepared for anything and everything.
Absolutely. So we are just waiting for either member of Tough Justice to come on the air. And if you're waiting to come on the air, and if you press 1, we will get right to you.
Don't forget,
I'll tell you what, the phone lines are starting to
light up,
stack up here. So we're going to go to this caller right here first. Not sure who it is, but you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, welcome to Match Chat. And I'm guessing we have Ryan Stone.
This is Ryan right here.
All right.
Ryan Stone, welcome to the show. And I do believe your tag team partner is now joining us. Matt Stevens, welcome to the show.
The one and only.
As we were discussing, you guys have a rematch.
Let me touch off right now. How lucky are you two to have the Outlaw and the greatest villain of all time on your show tonight? How lucky are you guys?
You know, I would say we're actually pretty unlucky.
I would second that. I would say we're actually very lucky.
Good answer.
Very good.
But first of all, well, Miss Callie, go ladies first.
Well, let's cut right to the chase. You guys have a huge rematch this Saturday night against Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler for the NWF Tag Team Championship. But now, if we take a step back and we look at last month at Shot Through the Heart, you guys were set to defend the titles against those two when you were attacked by the infection. What effect did that have on your mental game as far as going into that match goes?
Is that seriously your question? I mean, are we going to sit here and talk about what happened at Shot Through the Heart? You saw what happened.
I saw, but for our listeners that may not have seen that, I want them to have a very clear picture of what we have coming into this Saturday.
Well, it's real clear of what happened is the Outlaw, the greatest villain of all time, we should still be the tag team champions. We never lost the NWF Tag Team Champions. Outlaw, did you get pinned?
Nope. Didn't get pinned.
No. Did you tap out?
I sure didn't tap out.
And neither did I. So,
and
as last, far as
last
we're
check,
concerned,
we both walked out of the match. So, I mean, we weren't knocked out. We weren't incapacitated.
Yeah. As far as we're concerned, we are still the tag team champions. Not Clearwater, not Tyler. They may have the belts, but they're not the real champions until they beat Tough Justice.
I can see your point with that. However, CEO Nate Kelly did make that a triple threat match due to the infection's interference. And as we all know, in a triple threat match, the champions don't have to be pinned. And unfortunately, that was the case last month in Fairfield.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I just said that, Callie. That, yeah, they're the tag team champions, but they didn't beat us. And until they beat us, they're not the tag team champions.
And they have that opportunity this Saturday to go one-on-one.
This Saturday night, they can prove to everyone who is the better tag team.
I've been able to watch you two for a very long time, and I can honestly say I know experience definitely goes to the two of you. Both teams are very athletic, but in endurance-wise, I mean, you've got a young team in Clearwater and Tyler. who obviously aren't going to have the experience. But I guess the biggest question is, are you guys still hungry to be the tag team champion?
Was that a real question, too? I mean, what are these questions you're throwing at us right now? Are we still hungry for the tag team titles? I don't know what people might tell you guys or what you might think about titles and NWS titles specifically, but yes, we are hungry for the NWS tag team titles because we made those titles, and we will continue to make those titles what they are, which is the hottest title in the NWF right now. So if you say that you're not hungry for a title, if you say that that belt's nothing to you, then you're in the wrong game.
Well, that I can agree with. That I can honestly agree with. Do you feel maybe that last month when they obviously took advantage of when Clearwater and Tyler took advantage of an opening, that maybe you guys weren't as focused on what was going on, that you were maybe playing to the crowd a little bit too much, thinking that Clearwater and Tyler were out on the floor? Was it just a momentary lapse in judgment then that gave them that opening?
So what are you trying to say? We weren't focused? Is that what you just said?
I'm just asking if there's a momentary lapse in judgment.
Were we focused? Were we not focused? Callie, you're starting to ask some stupid questions here. Now, I don't know what you're trying to do here, but it's real simple. Come this Saturday night, we will show you all just how much Tough Justice is focused, because we will walk out this Saturday night with our NWF tag team titles.
Obviously, now, very determined to lead the
title. Let's go back a little bit, and for our listeners who maybe don't know the story, how did you two become a tag team?
How did we become a tag team? Well, how about that? Really none of your damn business, and that's not what this conversation is supposed to be about. Don't worry about how we became a tag team. Worry about this Saturday night when we go up against Clearwater for the NWF tag team titles. Let's talk about that, not about when we started.
Fair
okay,
enough.
So focus back on Saturday night. You two are set to go in a standard tag team match. No outside interference from other people wanting to cause shenanigans and whatnot. It is set to be Tough Justice versus David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. Do you two feel that you have the ultimate advantage over them because of your experience? Because of your the time that you guys have been a tag team, you've been a tag team much longer than they have, which should obviously give you guys that advantage.
Well, it's not for the size and strength advantage.
They definitely do have the size and strength advantage on them, yes.
I'll let Matt answer that one.
I mean, if you wanna talk about it on paper, I mean, you can sit there and list for days the advantages that we have over those kids. I mean, you could go all night with that. That's a no-brainer. The fact is is that, you know, yes, we have the size and strength. Yes, we have the, you know, experience. And come Saturday, we're going to have that aggressive edge that, you know, people probably don't want to see out of Tough Justice. That's one thing that you really don't want to make either one of us, and that's mad. So when you piss one of us off, you piss both of us off, man, your night's not going to look too good.
And now, listen here. We're not going to sit here and bash David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater because you know what? They're two good guys, two good athletes. They work hard in the ring, but it's real simple. We want back our tag team titles, and unfortunately they have them, and that's not good for them. So this Saturday night, those rookies, well, they're in a world of hurt.
So speaking of that aggressiveness, was that just a little bit of what we saw last month in Fairfield at the end of the match? Which, albeit you guys, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of people's opinion, did the right thing by coming out and apologizing. But is that aggressive streak just a little bit of what we saw last month? Was that just a taste of what we can expect?
How would you act? How would anybody act given the same situation? That's exactly what we told them, and that's exactly what they acknowledged, was that we reacted to what happened. They didn't beat us. They didn't pin us. They didn't make us submit. They didn't even really do that much at the end of the match to win that. They won that because of us. I mean, like Ryan said, we're not taking anything away from them boys. They're athletic. You know, they've really started clicking as a tag team. But they did not beat us. So, of course, you know, maybe we lost our cool a little bit, but that's going to be expected. We're all men. We're all competing for something that all of us hold very, very dear to us. So, I mean, you know, was that aggressive? Oh, yeah, that was aggressive. I mean, I don't know what else you would even call that.
I mean, some people I know were saying it was really quite underhanded, but I digress because I can honestly say I understood when you guys came out and said, you know, you guys roles reversed, they probably would have felt the exact same way. And I can see that.
Yeah. Listen, Callie, if someone come and they came and stole your car, how would you feel about that?
There's nothing wrong. I would be pissed off.
Well, that's right. You would be pissed off. Well, that's how we felt when we lost our tag team titles. And we were definitely pissed off when we weren't beat in that match. So how else would you want us to do what would you expect us to do? We lost our cool. Things happen in this business. It just does. We apologize for it. It's over with. Now we go in this Saturday night, and we will see who the better team is.
So would you say the fair assessment of this Saturday night is going to come down to whichever team maybe makes the first mistake? Would you say that's probably a fair assessment for this Saturday?
Make mistake. I promise you there will be no mistakes made by Tough Justice this Saturday night.
So you're guaranteeing that Tough Justice is going to walk out NWF Tag Team Champion?
All we can say on that is you can bank on that.
Do you feel that just maybe just a little bit, you might be underestimating the talents of Clearwater and Tyler?
Really?
Really, Callie? Is that a real question? What the hell kind of bullshit question is that? I mean, seriously, are we underestimating them? Nah, you know what? As far as Tough Justice goes, as far as we're concerned, this bullshit interview is over.
Over.
Wait. What?
Did they just hang up on us?
Yeah, they did. What did they do that for?
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess that says it all right there. A very confident Tough Justice coming in this Saturday in Fairfield for the NWF Tag Team Championship. The former champion Tough Justice. They obviously didn't agree that they were underestimating Clearwater and Tyler, but
they obviously didn't like the entire line of questions we were asking them. I got told my question was stupid. You got told your questions were stupid, in a little bit more colorful language. Which, if there was anybody out there listening that was offended by that language, we apologize on behalf of Tough Justice, but I understand their passion completely. So, once again, so let's go ahead and, since we've got some time to kill, since those two have decided that they didn't want to continue this interview, let's go ahead and talk about the rest of the card.
Obviously, as you just heard, that tag team championship match, emotions are high, tempers will flare, and honestly, I wouldn't want to be the referee for that match because I think that's going to involve everything but the kitchen sink.
If I was the referee for that match, I might spend most of my time on the outside.
Those four men are going to leave everything in the ring. There will
Absolutely.
Be no doubt who the better tag team is come this Saturday night, March 25th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. I will tell you, that is a fire in Tough Justice that I think should scare just about anybody. And the fact that, although deservedly, they feel they should still be the champions because they were not pinned, I honestly have to say, miss that match. Don't miss this entire show because if you haven't been to an NWF show before or you haven't been to one this year, make sure you are there. Tickets are on sale at the Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. General admission is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. VIP tickets are $15 a piece. They will sell out fast, so please get them early. You do not want to miss this huge, huge event. Like I said earlier,
unfortunately,
you've got
unfortunately,
huge
I have not
center.
Been.
Yeah, you haven't been, and you need to be.
And it is my understanding, however, that the last two Fairfield shows have been standing room only.
Yes, they have.
Well, with near or well over 300 attendants.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think there was closer to four. But that's, I mean, I've posted
that's
pictures.
That's a lot of people.
There's standing room only. There was literally no place else that we could put chairs. So if you come late, be prepared to stand. like I said, get your VIP tickets early. But like I said, you've got that huge tri-state title match, legendary Larry D defending against the mercenary Anthony Bryant, who lost that title to Larry D at FanFest. And that's another gentleman who was not pinned when he lost his title. So needless to say, that match has been a long time coming. Because those two haven't been in the same ring. Those two haven't been in a singles match together since Larry D won that title. And the mercenaries made it well known he wants that title back. And as Crimson Mafia member Lord Cruz stated, the Mafia plans on winning by any means necessary. You've got the Battle of the Big Men. Exactly. You've got the Battle of the Big Men. The big swinger Jake, who's really started to come into his own, taking on Chiron. Those two recently started to bang heads together because obviously Chiron thinks he still runs everything and Jake's putting his foot down. And I say good for him. But at the same time I say, young man, what the hell are you thinking?
I was about to say, what is he thinking asking for a match with Chiron? That is one of the scariest men I've ever seen in a wrestling ring.
I know.
And he's athletic as hell for a big man.
Very much so. I would not want to cross him. But Jake's proven he can stand. He's tried staying toe-to-toe with him. Hasn't been completely successful, but he has managed on more than one occasion to throw Chiron over the top rope. So,
well, that's a pretty amazing feat in itself.
Those are two big men that are going to collide, and I honestly can't wait to see how that turns out. You've got that steel chair nightmare match for the NWF Heavyweight Championship. The Titan defends against Pompano Joe. Pompano Joe tried to break the Titan's arm last month in Fairfield using that steel chair. CEO Nate Kelly decided, you want to use chairs? Let's just make them legal. There will be chairs everywhere that will be at their disposal to use throughout the match, and it will be legal to use them. Now, we've noted before, Pompano Joe can be a dangerous individual and highly underestimated. However, giving the Titan free rein to use a steel chair, I honestly don't know which side of that coin scares me more. Because on one hand, you've got Pompano Joe, who can actually be very underhanded. And he has no qualms with using foreign objects or whatever he can find useful at the moment, like a steel chain or powder, which he's used multiple times to blind his opponents. And then you've got the Titan, who undoubtedly has proven that he is worthy of being NWF champion. He defends that title every opportunity he has, and he takes on all challengers. and he's not afraid to get down and dirty with anybody.
That match is going to be brutal.
Neither man is going to walk out of Fairfield the same. They will be battered.
Absolutely not.
They will be sore. And
that's just
I'll
a winner.
I'll be surprised if either one of them are walking the next day. You've got that huge tag title match that I honestly believe it's going to come down to whoever capitalizes on the slightest given opportunity. Whoever takes advantage of any presented opportunity, I think that night, is going to walk out tag team champions. Just my prediction. I won't say one thing or the other, but I know it's a match that you shouldn't miss. And then there's the huge NWF Rumble. Now, I don't know who all has thrown their hat into being this Rumble, but I can tell you now, the winner of the Rumble will receive the golden ticket. And that is one of the most coveted prizes in the NWF because that gives you a title opportunity. I mean, let's think about some of the names that very easily could be in this match. You've got the Natty Boys. Those big, strong, young men who Scooby Sags has been champion before. Dustin Johnson has been around for what feels like forever sometimes. Both men with a lot of experience and neither one of them afraid to throw somebody out, including each other. You've got, of course, you don't think of the Crimson Mafia is going to be represented in this, I'm sure. If by nobody else, by Lord Crew, and then obviously where the Mafia goes, Wildcat Chris Harris goes. Have to have eyes in the back of your head when you deal with the Mafia. You've got the other half of the Swingers, Jerry Fitzgerald. You've got young guys like Lexus Montez, who has really come into his own. Up-and-comer that made his debut at Shot Through the Heart, Calypso. Will we see him in the Rumble? And let me tell you, if you missed his debut match, all I'm going to say to you is, wow. Kid went out there and put on some match. I feel for him was probably one of the best debut matches I can honestly remember seeing. And I've seen some debuts in my time. But he went out there against Lexus Montez. And granted, is a newcomer still. But Calypso actually went out and showed what he's made of against Lexus Montez. And if you haven't seen it, stay tuned because I believe they aired it sometime on Bustin' Loose, or at least pieces of it, so you can actually see what this kid is about. He's exciting. He's high flying. He's going to be something in the NWF. That is for certain. So make sure you go out, you get your tickets. Remember, pre-sale tickets, Peterbilt Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP Station on Main Street in Hamilton, General admission, $8 in advance, 10 at the door. VIPs are 15, and they will sell out fast. So make sure you are there this Saturday night, March 25th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Check out the website at www.nwfwrestling.com. Hotline is 513-570-4NWF. Make sure you show up this Saturday night in Fairfield.
You know, I think I'm just going to have to show up. It sounds like too good of a show to miss this time.
You will not be sorry.
That tag team match, especially, so. That tag
team
match
was worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
So make sure you're there. Because this is a show you do not want to miss. I never want to miss an NWO show, but I am telling you. This show has it all. So, make
well,
sure you're there.
It doesn't sound like it has one thing. It does sound like it's missing one thing. I didn't hear you mention a ladies' match, and I know the NWF doesn't have them very often, but... So that does sound like it's one thing that's missing, but other than that, it sounds like an amazing, amazing card.
But let me tell you, son, I wouldn't miss it for anything. So make sure you're there.
I will do my absolute best, that's for darn sure. But we are about out of time. So, once again, this Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio, UAW Hall. Doors open at
7, bell time 8.
And fans, if you're not there, you better be dead or in jail. And honestly, if you're in jail, just break out and come. Because I think it's going to be worth it.
Most definitely.
So, but we're about out of time, so I'm going to let you go. Have a good night. Thank you for being my co-host this week.
Thank you for having
me. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that was NWF ring announcer Miss Callie. And we're about out of time, so I want to thank Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens of Tough Justice. I want to thank Miss Callie. And I want to urge you to visit Dare to Dream Productions for all your clothing needs. T-shirts, hats, anything you want, sweatshirts, hoodies, all of it. Dare to Dream Productions on visit them, get your gear. Have a good night, everybody.